So today we will be talking about roll and move games.
Roll and move games. So yes, people, this is Snakes and Ladders.
Rain, what, aside from the modern games, have you ever played some classic roll and move games?
Can Monopoly be?
Yes.
Monopoly. Exactly. Every, that's a perfect almost example. Everyone out there probably have played in their lifetime.
At least once,
because it took them 4 hours.
Yes. You only played it once. That's what we meant.
Build city something?
Monopoly.
Build it.
Build a lot or
build
it. Yes, mm-hmm. Monopoly build it, and the only fun part is building it. not. You're correct. Not exactly, because since the map is sort of changing as you change how the tiles work, then it does not drop at the same spot where. In traditional Monopoly, you can hedge on certain locations because based on the starting position and their roles, mm-hmm. there's a concentration on where they land.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Some are good, some are bad when you land.
Yes. Did you ever get to play Snake and Ladders?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's another perfect rolling move. So.
Explain how roll and move works.
So the basic mechanic of a roll and move is when you roll a chance cube or a dice,
mm-hmm.
in which you move the amount what you rolled. So if you roll a 6, you move 6 spaces until you reach a certain goal.
Okay.
So like Snakes and Ladders, whoever reaches to 100 first wins.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it has to be exactly. I think that was a house rule. That wasn't really.
That wasn't.
Was it?
It was really. It has to be exactly. There's. I'm not sure if it's Ligretto or Ludo, the sort of steeple game,
mm-hmm.
where you have to roll out. You have to release your horse. You have to. Horses roll out. You have to move out your horses, and you go around this track again just by rolling dice, and you move your disc around, and you finally get to the point where you can climb up. And if you don't exactly get the right
exact number,
you fall back.
Mm-hmm.
One more complex one is Formula D.
Yes, though. So, from the old classic roll and move games, actually, before we jump to Formula D,
the modern ones.
An interim, I think, that we can look at that is very much like Monopoly in terms of how it works, but they added a lot of depth already.
Mm-hmm.
Would be Talisman.
I'm not that familiar with Talisman.
Okay,
all I heard is it's bad.
Okay, hear my spiel first and then tell me if it's bad.
Okay.
So in Talisman, you have this board that has two areas. The outer area or the outer region where you roll dice and you try to move around that area. It doesn't go one way. You can decide whether you want to count left or count right when you're moving.
Mm-hmm.
And the spaces that you land in would be like woods, forests, the cemetery, the chapel. In each location, you will draw an encounter card.
Okay.
So the encounters would be like you find a dragon, or you're going to find a spooky wraith who will grant you passage if you are able to complete a quest, or you see a warlock, your wizard, and so forth. So you have to achieve certain things. Like in the outer region, you need to figure out how to get a raft or defeat the guardian. So you have Talisman, and like what you mentioned earlier, Formula D is a very good innovation already on roll and move.
Yeah, but
it is really just roll and move. It is a modern game. Can you explain how
Formula D works?
You roll a die and you have a trap.
What are you first?
What's the
explain
game?
The environment. The whole
concept. You're a driver and you have race cars and you're racing in a track.
Somewhat like a Formula One NASCAR maybe.
And
okay.
You roll a die and you move around.
Okay.
As you move around the track, you also have to shift gears.
The gears allows you to do what?
What's the gears for? What are the gears for?
Gives you access to bigger dice.
Yes. So the higher the gear, the higher the dice.
Okay. And sometimes when you are too high, you can burn out.
Okay. Well, the reason why you burn out is because there are bends and corners that you have to stop.
There's a set number of that you have to stop. If like there's a corner that you're required to stop 3 times before you can clear the corner.
Yeah, so that now normally you would just go. Oh, I wanna roll that 50-sided.
The sixth gear one, the blue one.
Yeah, the blue one, which is almost a ball already.
It's like a golf ball.
Of so much sides and numbers, and you can really gun it, but. Of course, the problem in there is that
there are limitations.
Yeah, there are bends and corners that you need to stop, and it will tell you on the map itself, oh, you need to stop here twice or 3 times. And
just
if you don't, you start receiving damage
based
on how far you missed the mark.
Because it simulates you skidding, sliding out.
Yeah, so you can
just
losing
control. The 60 dice, you got 60, and it's like 3.
You take 57
damage. Yes.
From exiting the corner.
Yeah, pretty
much.
Game over.
Yeah.
For you.
For you. For the rest, there's
so what happens is your car just spins out of control and most likely hits the crowd.
Yeah.
And that's what we watch in NASCAR.
So, but they from a very simple
from
roll and move
snakes and ladders. You're now playing a game that actually has a gearbox. Yes, it's a
yeah.
The game.
I like the gearbox though. Like you feel like you're
really driving a car.
you
literally have to shift up and shift down.
And
that's
then,
a good touch.
In the advanced version, you can. Figure out whether you're gonna burn out your tires or you're gonna burn out your steering.
Do you sacrifice?
Yeah. So, the beauty of how they turn the roll and move mechanic into something interesting, rather than letting fate control you, is they gave back the decision to the player whether to move up a gear or lower a gear.
Play safe or just gun it.
Yeah. So. Either you're pushing your luck, and now I think I can roll low while keeping a high die, a high value die as my gear. Or just to play safe, maybe just lower it a bit, just so I can prepare for the next set of turns.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what's cool with Formula D. The other one we like is
Jamaica.
Yes.
Now we recently played this one. So the cool thing about this is, I think we discussed this on our previous episode. You're actually pirate ships trying to race around Jamaica, trying to shoot each other, collecting loot, and what we all like, booty.
booty.
The
blues.
In the boats.
The blues.
There are boats.
Yes.
Yes. So the way they implemented the roll and move and their innovation with Jamaica is that instead of rolling one die, you get to roll two, and those two dice, the current leader or the current captain, gets to decide how he wants to place the die because those two dice represent day movements
and night movements
or day actions and night actions. And then based on those placements, each player has a set of
cards
that indicates what they prefer to be their day actions and their night action.
Now, it's either they're preparing cannons,
or
they're gathering food, or they're harvesting gold.
Yep.
The harvesting about the game, but it's not that really hard, is that if you're the one who needs, you're almost going to win, and that guy changes the whole thing, that the plan should be that specific, and it just blew up.
But you're still relying on dice. That's
yeah. Because but that's where it became interesting, is how do you persuade other players now to sort of, create a relationship where, oh, I think you should really push this die in front, because this guy will already be winning.
Yeah. It all falls down into the negotiations.
Yeah.
Negotiate. Like yours.
Like pirates.
Because
you're like, how are we?
So I guess the stigma that also mitigated the playtime. Compared to Formula D, or of course Monopoly and Snakes and Ladders.
Well, Monopoly can be really fast.
No.
It will never play under an hour.
No.
Seriously?
Yes.
I don't remember.
No, you would play.
No, because you've forgotten.
Yeah, you must.
Yeah.
It's grueling. Unless you get really lucky rolls, but that doesn't really happen a lot.
No, because how can it run fast if it has to be a combination of both? You need to be extremely lucky, and your opponent needs to be extremely unlucky.
Yes.
Because the game ends if somebody is bankrupt.
Unless you're the only company running, hence Monopoly.
Yeah. So, but how do you become bankrupt if every turn, every round, somebody gets money?
Yes. And if he doesn't land on your spot, he doesn't really lose
money. Yeah. So, it takes forever. Look at Formula D. I think Formula D runs for an hour and a half, an hour to two
sometimes. Yeah. But the cool thing is the number of players. You get up to 16.
Yeah, so it's really now a party.
Yes.
That takes really long.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
Fun. Well, sure, but if I have multiple copies, I'll probably go like, oh, let's go
NASCAR,
do simultaneous rolling.
Do Indy 500.
So it's now going to be, I think we should even try that.
Indy 500?
No.
Oh.
Do simultaneous rolling for
but the problem,
Formula D.
The problem is with that is, Formula D uses special dice, like they have all the dice. Like, but they're D4s. It's a minimum of two, highest of four.
We just have to simulate like a program or something.
We could do it on a live game.
To figure out a way to run Formula D, or ask someone who has copies to lend us some of the dice, because I think that will really dramatically speed up the game.
Yes.
It will also be funny. Because people are like, "Wee, skinning," and 1, 2, 3, 4, counting on the tiles simultaneously.
Wait, you can't really do that if you think about it. Because remember, whoever's in the furthest in front will always move first. And that's a big factor.
Whoever is in the first. That is for the round. Well, yeah, that's why you have to sort of throw away, and it's now really just a push your luck / tactical game.
Yeah, that's true.
Where you're like figuring out how to block someone.
Yeah, I'll probably just bump into everyone. Just for the
fun. And then you start doing danger dice all over.
And we're now playing Fast and the Furious. Trademark, we do not own Fast and the Furious.
But Jamaica, for example, I think can run in like 30 minutes, you're done.
Less.
Amazing how much game, more often than not, right after you finish Jamaica, you're going like,
we should have another round.
Yeah, let's do that again. I think I was able to, I should have been winning.
I think I can do better this game.
And you know when you have games that give you that inkling right after, mm-hmm. where you really feel that he was just ahead one more turn, it means that they made a good design.
Yes.
You know, because it there's no runaway leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess in Formula D you still have that possibility because of it is still more generally roll and move. With Jamaica, they already were able to flesh out some of the kinks. I think the only kink I've seen so far in Jamaica is messing yourself so bad the first turn.
I think that happened to one of us. not me.
Not me either. It was.
He was our previous guest.
DJ. who jumped to a spot where he would have to start paying. Because in Jamaica, you have a penalty if he's
landed on a space
that you can't fully afford. So you have to start paying in full gold or in full food and so forth. So he had to go backwards, finishing off most of his stuff to the point that he actually moved behind the starting line. I don't know if that's legal, but I can't find the rules.
What happened to him is that he never left the starting
line
because he never got the food and the movement to cope with it.
Yep. And so the combination of cards sort of really just threw him out.
He came close to not being last as well.
Yeah.
Because he had so much gold.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. So he just harvested. So again, even the it shows you good design when you can still
lose. You can still win.
You can still try to win or at least you don't get stuck.
Yes. Or you're not the last one. Because being last sucks. So we're here. We're joined by JC.
Yay.
What's your last name, JC?
Just JC.
No.
JC is enough. I don't want to be praised.
People know him as Yamizero.
Yes.
JC Yamizero.
Yeah, that's his Facebook. At least I can type his name.
Yeah.
I can make it harder if you want to.
DJ's name, I'm not. Now I memorized his
last name.
Last name. So when I need to message him in FB, I know how.
Yeah, you just go for it. Also, we're talking about, going back, we're talking about Roll and Move.
Yep.
So we've already discussed Formula D and Jamaica.
And Monopoly.
And Monopoly and Snakes and Ladders. Would you have
and Ludo and Negrano.
And more Jamaica. Because Jamaica's just
It says Junita. No, Junita is not.
No, screw Junita. We're just, I'm sorry, Asmodee, but you screwed up with that one. I mean, you're just selling it because it's a part of a three-part copy thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have.
Because, yeah. But Junita is so beautiful, man.
Oh, look at all the dice.
Fantastic looking dice. The board game art, the cover is fantastic.
Oh, well, it's an abstract racing game?
Someone took a board to a blender.
Well, we're not saying that, you know, because trademark. I'm sorry, we love your show.
Yeah.
Please follow ours, please.
That's when.
That's a perfect example of a game.
A modern game.
Poorly designed. I guess someone liked it, that's why it was produced.
I think it started out as a
great concept.
A good abstract game.
Yeah.
I think.
So maybe the pitch was so good?
No. So meaning, it was an abstract game. Mm-hmm. And when the publisher got it, oh, but it looks boring. Send this to the design department. And the design department at that moment in time was on something. And
cleaning materials.
Sure. Or
chemicals.
Joining
they're
materials.
They're cooking something.
And
they were cooking something bad.
And they decided to, oh yeah, let's put in some warriors and these guys are fighting whatnot.
And they got out of control and maybe the guy who has the final say must have been like, you know what?
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, the cool.
It's so out there. It just might work. Let's see.
Yeah. Well, they gambled and they lost. Sorry, Asmodee.
You know, I hope someday the designer would actually explain why that type of art
was chosen, like a second ed, I guess.
Because I've tried a lot of abstract games that went well. But anyway, so that's sort of a dice rolling game. So let's bend it a bit. So you have dice rolling and dice. Dice and move, roll to move.
Mm-hmm.
What about dice rolling in general? There are so many innovations now. Of course, one of the biggest landmarks that sort of set the board game industry on the map is Settlers of Catan.
Yes.
And its main mechanic, although there's a lot of other mechanics underneath, its main mechanic is dice rolling.
Yes,
you roll a pair of dice, right?
Yes.
And whatever the value is, you're able to... Whoever has control or at least have influence on that area will gain resources.
But okay? I think the most the reason why Settlers of Catan got popular is because it mitigated analysis paralysis, because people will earn stuff even if it's not on their turn. So it keeps people focused, it keeps people in the game at all times.
Yeah, one of our favorite modern implementations of Settlers is Machikoro.
Machikoro. And I would like to congratulate IDW for being nominated as one of the best games of the year.
Yeah.
And I love your comics. I do.
I like it better with the Harbor.
Well, yeah. I mean, the game itself is already an awesome game.
It's I like it because it reaches...
As a business thing.
Yeah, it's like a business thing that everyone could relate to.
Yeah, it reaches more people. It's more palatable to the general public. I was able to play this with my non-board gaming friends. And, you know, some said it's like a... playing the casino, sort of running a casino, but you get to control
the
odds.
Yes.
But really, in some sense, it
Lords of Vegas.
Yeah. In some sense, it requires you to invest on a certain strategy, and then wait it out.
Yes.
You know, it's somewhat on the basic layer, and that's why I sort of brought this topic back, directed this topic to Machikoro.
Because it's pretty much related.
Because if you go back to Monopoly, the goal there is to find the right spots,
mm-hmm.
invest on those, and then wait for money to come in.
Suckers to drop in.
Unlucky bastard.
Right. That's the basic premise.
Especially
right?
I'm talking about you, Boardwalk.
Oh yeah.
The dark blue.
Who the hell wants to stay in Baltic? Why would you get a house in Baltic?
Or the what do you call this, the market area, Portobello area.
Who wants to live in Baltic?
The people are living in Baltic.
We apologize because this game was designed a long time ago and apparently they didn't see market in that area.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure Baltic is a good area.
The owner of one of the cafes actually told me that Monopoly was sort of a copy of this other game.
Oh, really?
And that full game had two sides. Monopoly was supposed to be a simulation of what happens when you manipulate the market, because it's supposed to crash and everybody has to become bankrupt or the market would eventually crash.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a second phase to Monopoly that whoever picked it up, I don't know, Hasbro or something.
Mm-hmm. Parker Brothers.
Yeah. Decided that part was too complex.
I remember seeing Anti-Monopoly, the thing though, and
no,
I was copy of.
I don't know. So there's actually a second phase. Anyways,
whoever has that copy, could you just message us? We want to try it out.
Anti-Monopoly.
Isn't that the Manila edition?
Oh, because here it's oligopoly.
Yes. everyone can own a company.
No. Oligopoly is when the
is
control
that
of
game?
No.
No. We're talking business.
We're talking business area.
I think there's a version of Monopoly named Oligopoly. Somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, because
I'm
sure we're referring to the biggest corporation out there. I think it provides power to everyone. You know,
in media.
In media.
And
please don't censor this. And
yes. Mobile. No, we're not pointing fingers at Meralco or anything. I'm sorry, please don't cut off my power. Oh crap. But I mean,
they're everywhere. Okay, so where was I? Machikoro. Right, so Machikoro has the same feel as Monopoly, where you feel that, yay, payout! Machikoro is a board game. You have cards and you have two dice.
Yes, sir.
The goal of the game is to build...
four establishments?
Yes, four in the base game and added two, I think, in the expansions. But your goal is to be the first to
build
all the establishments of your city, because you are a mayor. And to do that, you are acquiring buildings. And these buildings, or businesses, if you may, would be like wheat fields, mm-hmm. bakeries, convenience stores,
ranches,
and so forth.
Starbucks, cafe.
Cafes.
McDonald's, family restaurants.
So they come in different sorts. And they, on a turn, you roll a die, and things happen. Based on the card, if it's blue at anyone's turn,
yes, sir.
If that value is rolled, it pays out money.
The card activates.
The card activates.
You just follow the text.
If it's green, it's only on your turn. If it's red, it's...
happens on another player's turn, but it usually makes them pay you.
Yes. And then you got the purple one.
It's a super card.
Which is...
It usually steals money from everyone else.
Yep.
It simulates government offices.
Yeah, the tax office.
Or
because you finally, not even your turn, somebody else rolls
money, or,
on their turn at 12. And it just so happened that you had four tuna boats lined up.
Yeah, I played a number of games where one guy kept rolling what he needed. And I had the spread of, I think,
1-6?
1-5, because no one really got 6.
Yeah,
until you can't really buy anything anymore. And he kept on rolling the one number he needed. And then
I believe he was playing with the wheat fields.
Yes.
Yeah, he was...
It's either the wheat fields
or
the factory.
He was building his cereal factory, so... Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, the Cocoa Puff build is quite strong, because you... The fun aspect, I think, of Machikoro and dice rolling in that sense is you roll your dice, and it's the lucky aspect of it. But games nowadays provide you some level of control.
Yes.
So, like in Jamaica, if you're the one who's currently...
You pretty much hold the game.
Are controlling the die roll, you get to decide first. But you're not really sure what else what else everyone is holding. So they can also take advantage of whatever role setup you've created. And I think that's where the modern design comes in. Mm-hmm. What else? Aside from Machikoro, what are their die roll? Oh, we can...
Yahtzee.
We can do...
King of Tokyo?
So we start to... Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. King of Tokyo is like the most popular game at the moment because it follows a Yahtzee system. What do we mean by Yahtzee? You get a set number of dice and you get to reroll it a set number of times to get what you want, and you just go with it.
Isn't it like Game of
Age of War.
Age of War. Age of War is the micro version of... that genre. CV is also Yahtzee?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Something.
You just told me on the ride home, VGHS.
Yes. But related to earlier, Machikoro, I found a game that more or less the comparison is it's what Thunderstone did for Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
So Dominion was deck builder original, more mm-hmm. or less, and then Machikoro Thunderstone kind of put a theme to it.
Yes,
made it into a fantasy theme
mm-hmm.
Deck builder. So I found something that did more or less for me the same for Machikoro.
Okay.
So that game is called Valeria.
Okay.
So basically in Valeria, instead of getting buildings, you have a set of heroes.
Oh.
And they trigger, much like Machikoro, on dice rolls.
Okay.
So what's different here in Valeria versus Machikoro? In Machikoro, you roll at the start of the game only one die. And you have to acquire a building which lets you roll a second die.
Yep.
Taxation, to be specific.
Yes. But the results of the two die is what number activates. So for example, you roll a 1 and a 6, 7 activates. So in Valeria, what they did was, at the get-go, you roll two dice.
Mm-hmm.
So how things activate is you activate each number per die. So for example, you roll a 1 and a 6, so 1 activates, 6 activates.
Okay.
And then you add them both, and then a third number will activate.
Oh, cool. So more heroes sort of activate as you... Can you get a third die?
No, there's only three numbers. But
What do you mean there's only three numbers?
What I like about it better is that all your heroes have the possibility to activate.
Mm-hmm.
Because all heroes have triggers for yourself and then triggers when it's not your turn.
Yep.
So
this is your Machikoro.
Yes.
The thematic version.
It's what I call the Thunderstonificated Machikoro.
Okay. So would that be Valeria card kingdoms?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
And there's already for the base game, there's already two sets of heroes. So you have alternates already for your number one hero and then your number two. For example, the one is a paladin, the other one is a healer. So you have variety in there.
And you have
resources to manage as well. So
place 1 to 5, that means this is cooperative?
No, it's competitive.
Oh, it's competitive. Yes. And you're trying to fight
points.
Okay.
So where you get points is you fight monsters. So your heroes generate power for you, which you use to fight off your monsters. Your heroes yourselves generate points depending on your goal. And then you have lands you can buy which help you in the game, but they also score you for the end of the game. So it has a little bit more going on than Machikoro, but at its heart and at its core, it's like what if Machikoro got an XP level up?
An XP system.
Yeah.
But this is not yet released, right?
Not yet. But
it's on Kickstarter.
Yes, and
more likely will probably be funded because of the...
It's already funded. It's just waiting for a general release. I'm not chilling. But there's a demo available. I already have it, so we can try it out on a future occasion.
Yeah, one thing that's unique about JC here is I met him because of on a board game meet. But he before his name, what stuck with me when I met him was all the print and play games that he built.
I like to call him the bootlegger. Well, it's not an illegal bootleg. These are official print and play copies of the game.
Yes. So he would, instead of buying the
well before
the big board
games. I got to try them out before committing to Kickstarter usually.
Yeah. So what he does is that he purchases the print and play version of the game. You showed me Fish Cook,
yes.
Battle Merchant, so many games. Sushi Go is what we got to play with.
That was before the publisher got picked up by who's publishing him now.
So Game Right.
So before that at a certain time, he ran out of copies to sell. So he put out the file.
Just gave out the pictures.
Yeah, he basically gave out his file, his game file for everyone to try. And then eventually when the game came out, people still bought it because it was
that good.
It was good and was cheap.
The art was cute. Who doesn't love sushi?
Who doesn't love
that?
The art.
We will get to that in probably our next episode.
Wait, talk about sushi? I want sushi.
About card drafting.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right.
That's on a different episode.
On the next episode. Hopefully, JC, you can join us again.
Yes, I already know where this is.
I found it. Yeah, it's a budget thing. That's why we kind of we're trying to be underground.
Because I got lost in the. I was already here.
Save electricity, because you know we.
Especially
get,
since we're not making money out of this.
This is a non-profit organization.
We're not an org.
Not yet.
No. There's a special portal that you have to go through.
Yeah, it's like it's room 1004 and a half.
All right.
Other games.
So, I guess what's your the same question I asked last time? What's with the games now on who's sort of going left and right? You have the Yahtzee systems, Dice Town. Video Game High School, Elder Sign, Dungeon Roll. There's so many dice rolling games out there. I guess the question is, what is your main issue with the mechanic?
Well, personally, I've been notorious at dice rolling. I mean, people would know me for rolling ones or in X-Wing, rolling blanks.
Okay.
So I it has happened more than once before, and I still don't like that you're relying on dice.
Okay.
It's still a dice game. That's how we always put it. You know, chances are you'll still get unlucky sometimes.
Yeah.
Get lucky.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just don't like the fact.
I Fantasy
relies.
Flight has a very punishing die.
FF. No, but don't get me wrong, Imperial Assault is awesome.
Yes. And Descent as well. Descent.
Imperial Assault. Descent, you know, you had your spot.
No.
Move out for Star Wars.
Okay.
So, on the next episode. Descent versus Star Wars.
Doom!
You could try that. I like how new board games would try to mitigate that issue of die rolling by giving you tools to change the values and manipulate the values. One of the this is also a Kickstarter game. I'm so excited about Tiny Epic Galaxies.
Oh yeah, I've heard of this one.
Wow,
I heard it's really
it's
good.
Beautifully made. You have planets that are just generic planets. Planet number 7, planet number 6, number 5. Doesn't matter. The resources that are there, you're moving manipulating your personal board, which is sort of your planet civilization thing, and you're moving up the galaxy track. But the cool, fun part is you may roll sucky rolls, but the game allows you to mix and match them and figure out ways to manipulate them. Yeah, it has lesser value than the others, but you can build up from there. So you don't have the roles that you have in Magic Oro. Problem I have with Magic Oro, I already experienced one game where
nothing ever.
I could not lift off. From the get-go, they all moved to... They gained money. My wife and my son gained revenue, and they switched to two dice. And everything on the board is at least 3 or 4 points up. So there's nothing I can buy. Because the moment I get one coin, I can't get another coin. And nothing triggers on me. So I'm like... So I actually had to wait for them to finish. And I'm like, ah, oh, man. So even if Magic Order already tried to provide you some control, it still can happen.
Yes.
It can happen. But that's fine. I mean, it happened to me once. So
that
far.
That happens to me frequently.
Well, since we're still rolling dice, it could happen
Stone Age also has a way of mitigating your rolls with tools. You can always try to assess how many workers you're sending off. For example, you need at least one wood. So at the very least, you send off 3 guys, even if you roll...
Yeah.
All 3 ones, you're super. It's like you're Jose.
Thank you for pointing that out.
You roll a 1, 1, and a 1.
Let's
so.
Not talk about my balance, apueta.
Yeah. Roll for the galaxy. also has a lot of innovation already with manipulating dice and combining them, producing new stuff. Even VGHS has similar mechanics, which I'm quite intrigued. Video Game High School is a web series.
I'm gonna get it because I watched it.
I love the series.
It is a cute, intriguing, exciting, funny, and sort of annoying at times. Like, it really draws you into this. What's the bad guy's name?
Oh, what's his? Oh, God. The Law.
The Law. Oh, God. Super obnoxious.
I'm sorry. I love Jenny Matrix.
Yeah. And so
even though she's married,
the theme is already fantastic.
And you see that.
Then they implemented the game. And when JC told me about take a look at VGHS, the board game, I was like, okay, let me see. It's another licensed title. Then I learned Plaid Hat Games designed the game. Like, ooh, wait a minute.
When we talk about Plaid Hat Games,
this is like Summoner.
Dead of Winter.
Summoner Wars.
Also has a good dice thing for it.
You have Dead of Winter, you have Mice and Mystics.
Oh, yeah. I will get back to Mice and Mystics. Hold that thought. Yes. But the interesting about VGHS is that it is Yahtzee mechanics, but there's constant interaction with the board. It's unlike Elder Sign, which is the baby version of Arkham Horror.
No, it's for people who don't like the long games.
No, it's people who like Arkham Horror but don't have enough time to play it at board, that moment. Yes. They will play Elder Sign.
But you know, I'll get back to the. I have another topic for that.
It started
Eldritch, then Elder Sign. Arkham, Mansions of Madness, Eldritch, then Elder Sign.
Yeah, there's this series of games that really capitalized on AP Lovecraft's lore of the stories and Cthulhu and whatnot. Mansions of Madness.
Oh yeah, I love that game. Even though it just drives me crazy.
It's fun. Because that's how the game mechanic works.
Yeah,
you gain insanity.
You lose your sanity while playing the game because setup is like 2 freaking hours. Well, yeah. Good thing there's a overlord for that.
So that's the person who sets up and we just play.
So yeah, you just call us when you're done. Yeah, then you go.
Guys,
back.
Don't do that. Don't do that. But yeah, it's those epic games, and you ask your friend.
Who's very passionate about sharing
can we try and play Twilight Imperium 3?
Is that annoying starship game? You have to see the ship.
No, that's Battlestar Galactica.
I don't like that. It's so
long. Oh, you haven't played with even longer players.
Yeah. Well, I think, so going back to Mice and Mystics, so now I hear some people complain about when is dice rolling? Too much dice rolling.
When you have too much dice.
Exactly. Actually, when you roll more than 7 dice, that's too much.
But if you have to roll... I guess if you roll for your turn, like, so you roll once, you roll twice, roll for the third time, that's okay. With Mice and Mystics, it's kind of funny because, oh, I'm going to move, roll. Then I'm going to attack, roll. Oh, the enemy's gonna attack, roll. The other enemy just beside it is gonna roll, and that one, and that
just
one.
Just a chain reaction of rolling.
Really? And then cheese and roll, cheese and roll, cheese roll, cheese rolls.
Cheese rolls.
Those are delicious.
Yes. especially the Mary Grace one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mary Grace, we love your cheese rolls. Yes, we have them like.
Send it to.
You know that underground tunnel by Makati Square?
We're there hiding.
We're in the dark with the flashlight and the microphone.
That's why you get that nice echo.
Leave it behind the tree, Ayala Triangle Park.
The third one.
Apple. Yeah. Someone will pick it up. Also, Banapol, give us something.
I know, I'm hungry. All right. So what do you guys think about that? I mean, some take the dice rolling mechanic just to an extreme. Yeah,
that's... I think the cool thing about that is maybe they should have just eliminated the walking part.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like, they just don't roll. Because with attacks,
there's even a, oh, you're trying to get out of the water, you have to roll for it. And then your friend has to roll for helping you or something.
Because the cool thing about it is, like, there's intensity in your rolls. Where, like, you're fighting and you're like, oh, crap, I hope I don't miss.
Yeah, that's...
There's the tension in dice rolling, which is cool in role-playing games. But it could have been addressed better, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Streamline the game.
Space Hawk Death Angel. One of my epic moments while waiting for my wife on... She had some thing to do in the hospital. And I was waiting for her. And so I was playing a solo game of Space Hawk Death Angel. Everyone in my team... lost except for one guy, and I forgot his name. But his ability is that whenever he's being attacked and he rolls a skull, he kills an alien. A gene stealer.
Yes.
So just imagine maybe around 20, 10 on each side, and one space marine. Mm-hmm. So I was going like, okay, I'm losing already. This is gonna end
Isn't
soon.
Isn't like that the video game? Because you remember me, like a big crowd of goblins just raid.
They're orcs.
They're orcs.
And
I'm like,
there is no goblins in the 40k universe.
No, that's in the fantasy.
Yeah. So
orcs and goblins.
All these gene stealers were swarming me, and finally, at that last moment, my role started working. Mm-hmm. And to my amazement, it's like, roll. Oh, I killed one, roll. So right, I think I went on continuously for maybe like 12 or 14 rolls. Of course, I still died. Mm-hmm. But it was the most epic moment ever. It's like, oh my god, I'm still inside. Oh, another alien goes.
Then he just
and I didn't care if I lost.
Like, Rambo, he was an epic character at one point. So that's like the power of dice.
Yes,
since you're still
alive. If it will love you, it will hate you.
But I mean, it builds tension.
Yes. The danger dice.
Yes, danger zone.
Anything you guys want to add? I mean, for new players, who's interested in the board game hobby.
I strongly suggest...
Please graduate from Monopoly already. There are so many better games out there.
Yeah. I suggest, if they want to try it out, start with the game We Love, Machikoro.
Yeah.
Go to King of Tokyo, King of New York.
Yeah, King of Tokyo, King... But it's not dice rolling.
Yeah, we're talking about dice games.
Yeah, for dice games.
But it's a good example.
Right now is starting games for newbies.
Yeah, we've tackled that one in great length.
Yeah. Video game high schools, pretty.
It's quite. It's slightly heavy though.
It's
worker place. Well, there's so many. When you have a board, and that is why Machikoro on the get-go with Harbor Expansion is intimidating. It's because there's so many things you need to read.
Yes.
So I think for beginners. Get into it using Machikoro, the base game. And then from there...
You expand.
You can easily expand to it. Because you've learned card play.
And you've learned half of the cards.
You've learned how card mechanics work, and dice rolling, investment, and so forth, money, and so yeah. So I think...
And I'd like to announce, IDW is coming up with an expansion. Machikoro Millionaire's Row.
Oh,
so
there's already another expansion called Sharp.
Wait, so Millionaire's Row, that means it would have Baltic and...
well, no, it's... we love you guys. So now they're focusing on the rich people in Japan, apparently, something like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, cool. Any other recommendations for newbie dice roll? Age of War. The theme might not be as
appropriate.
Accommodating for our
what did I call it? Elder Signs, even younger brother.
No, yeah. This is the pet.
That's your pet dog.
This is the pet Shih Tzu.
Dude, Elder Sign is like a pit bull that will just go for your juggler.
Yeah, Elder Sign is quite difficult. I do like the focusing mechanic where you can set aside the die. In Age of War, it's not there, but this is Age of War is a very simple.
It's something
you're trying to conquer, supposedly Japan, but it's really abstract. There's a few buildings, and these have different sets of die sequences that you need to.
Yeah, it
to
pretty
cover.
Much tells you like. In order to take over this part of Japan, you need archers, you need swordsmen.
You need a samurai and 6 swords and an archer and a horseman.
Yeah. Apparently, that's how they won Japan over.
And if you do that, you're able to conquer Kitanosho.
Yeah, because these guys were part of like an anime or something, so they just needed 7 of them.
Yeah, but amazingly, this small package
delivers a powerful punch.
Plays 2 to 6 players. Runs in fact 30 minutes because you can try to conquer somebody else. One small trivia: my wife does not call the samurai; she calls it the crabby.
Looks like a crab. Yes. Hermitor. Yeah, FFG, work on that.
Well, I rolled the Hermitor.
No, Capcom.
Well, I think that's it.
Well,
anything
you know,
to add?
Yeah, I mean, all popular card games right now at the moment are being converted into dice games.
Oh, that is true. That is
so
true.
You got Bang.
The dice game.
Bang, the dice game. And Walking Dead Bang. Walking Dead
well,
Bang.
I'm actually quite intrigued with that because the theme now really works.
It does.
You know, because before, I've always been uneasy pointing at people because, you know. But if we're all zombies, it's okay. So we're all zombies.
Yeah. And what else?
Why would you bang at Walking Dead?
Well, you still do. You still do. You haven't watched the series. Still do. They find time. They get that 5 minutes.
11-year-old here.
they shoot guys, you know.
Yeah.
They shoot.
Bam.
But yeah, there are a lot of dice games that really open.
Pandemic's
Pandemic Cure. Zombie Dice.
It's a very classic pusher lock.
Yeah. Zombie
dice, game.
Martian Dice.
Yeah,
and there's even a ninja dice.
They're really pushing the limit there. And for even harder games, I suggest wait for Nations the Dice Game. I believe it's gonna be a really good game.
Yeah, that's very intriguing as well.
Older titles like Trois, or however you want to pronounce it.
No, we'll be listing this down on our page. So if you guys are interested in some of the games we talked about,
it's fun. It's also a good one.
Yeah, I think there's always a like in my collection. I like to balance out the amount of card games I have and dice games and Euro where there's no really much cards but just really a board and lots of knobs that I can turn around moving, but. There's really this draw of a good dice game because you can play it with anyone pretty much.
Everyone could how do you call this? Everyone could relate to dice. Everyone has held a pair of dice before. Everyone's familiar how they work.
Yeah, the furry ones.
Yeah. Snake eyes. And I believe everyone has rolled the snake eyes before.
Yeah. I only recently learned what boxcars meant.
What is boxcar?
2 sixes.
Oh, backscars.
Oh, really? Backscars?
I'm not sure.
I thought it was like...
On the next episode! we're debunking the myth.
All right, so cool. Thank you, JC, for passing by.
We're catching up.
We're glad you made it.
Yeah,
they'll edit this out.
No, we won't.
How can we make the conversations work?
It wouldn't work.
I'm not that of a genius in terms of editing.
Red will dump for me.
Well, would Reg just
future.
Yeah, Reg couldn't make it today. He's elsewhere. He's how they call this?
Yeah, he's
indisposed.
He's busy.
Busy.
All right. Thank you, guys. Hope you enjoyed that one.
And yet again, if your game didn't make it up in the list, maybe you could comment it, and we could discuss it in a later episode.
Yeah. Comment, hit share, hit like.
Like us. Just reach out. Let us know who you are. Maybe you could guest on our show.
Yeah, and we're always amazed when people actually come up to us like, JC, can I join your show? Can I listen?
And if you guys noticed, for the past episode, we've been having guests, and for our surprise, these are people that, you know, just out of the blue, hey, can I join?
Yeah, and it's so much fun to just have them and add them.
Join us. That's all we do here. We have fun.
Yeah, we blabber.
Yeah. We act like we know what we're talking about.
Seems like we know, but it just seems like.
Yeah, we just Googled board games.
And of course we what does this reviewer say about this game? Oh, okay.
We love Machikoro now.
No, we love games definitely, and we wanna share the passion to people.
And Rain is actually an 11-year-old boy.
Yeah, yep.
We're not kidding, it's not a guy with a high pitched voice.
Seriously.
Because people will be like, oh, you're just having that guy in high voice.
Maybe it's Ron also.
Yeah.
Rage gave me a stern look. It's like, you just did not make that voice.
It's really wrong.
Yes.
And then you go, oh, no, that's understandable. That's your wife's. All right, thank you guys. See you. Talk to you guys soon.
Yeah, you'll hear from us again next week because we're pushing this stuff.
All right, bye.